Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Scams. I'm your host, Sue Smith.
And I'm Caitlin Brodnick, and we love scams.
They're so good.
We love them, guys. We cannot get enough. There are so many.
So many, left and right.
The second we started this podcast, I was like, oh, there's scams. We are oodles of scams.
We're drowning in scams.
Scams.
Drowning.
We've been scammed. You've been scammed.
Your entire life, you've been scammed.
I've
if you're an American.
Of scams.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I have a plethora of scam I've wanted to pull.
Here's the scam I'm into right now.
Tell me.
I used to be a big scammer because I think when I was growing up, I was a bit of a sociopath. I had no feelings, empathy.
Sure.
But you get your empathy. My therapist said you get your empathy like in your 20s. That's when you get it.
Oh, okay.
So I was a little bit of a sociopath. So I used to be more of a scammer, but now it's just like the hours I put in at work.
Okay.
So, you know, it's like I always put in my calendar, like busy, just a general attitude of where I'm going to be, but okay. No one's monitoring it too much.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So it's like it's a public work calendar.
Yep.
Okay.
And I'll just say busy. And then like for today, for example,
mm-hmm.
I left at 3 p.m. and I put in my work calendar busy 3 to 6 p.m.
Good.
You know? But that's a scam. I am getting one over on them and it feels good.
I don't know, because you are busy.
I'm busy. That's
and
not
honestly,
a lie.
This is important.
Yeah.
We one day will get a sponsor.
Yeah.
And then it will be a second job.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It is not a lie. And when I arrive in the morning, I get in there an hour late.
Sure.
Because you know what? No one's telling me not to.
No one's watching.
No one's telling me not to.
I used to do the thing on, especially Mondays, where you're like, hold on, I have a lot of emails. Let me get to it.
Yeah.
When I worked at an office.
Yeah.
And I would just take my time.
Take your sweet time.
And honestly, everybody else is taking their time. So why would I rush when people are still getting their coffee? I would get my coffee and my tea for a very long time.
No reason to rush. Especially like there's a lovely girl who is a junior and I'll be like, hey, can you just send me this? She'll be like, can you look at this file? And I'll be like, can you just send it in this chat so I have the link? Like,
yeah.
I'm not finding it and
opening it. If someone wants to do a favor for you, you gotta send it in the chat.
Yeah. You gotta send it right away.
Send it right away.
I'm not going through the email.
No, I was talking to my therapist today and she was gonna call my pharmacy and I was like, oh, here, let me show you this website. It has it. And she goes, no, send me the, and we were texting. She's like, send me the exact number. And I'm like, well, it was hard for me to copy. And she's like, I'll only do it if you send me the number. I was just so honest. I was like, you know what? You're right.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make you search on a website.
Yeah.
It's right there as soon as you open it. But no, I'm just going to send you the number.
Speaking of work time, I also think vacation time is a scam because they'll say like you get X number of vacation days, but no one's paying attention. No one's monitoring it.
You think?
I think you're putting it.
At my old place, they were.
I think you're putting it in a system, but no one's tallying it up.
Really? At my old place, they were, it was for a law firm. So like everything was, they were all scamming each other.
Nuts and bolts.
And they're really intense about
it.
So my scam that I'm dealing with this week, I had to get a new Apple computer and I love Apple and it's so cool, but I was having so much stress because I can't afford like the fanciest, the biggest one. But then I'm like, do I get one that has more RAM? Do I get one that has the next like level up, or in like 3 months, is it gonna, they're gonna come up with a brand new one.
Yeah.
And then I have the same as my husband, but my version, because it's like literally a month later, it's called the same, you know, computer everything. Mine has like a different power outlet. And the power outlet is totally changed.
That's a
total
scam.
From the power outlet we've all used.
Yeah, yeah.
And so now it's not a power outlet that doesn't even fit to my cell phone. It's not the new cell phone power outlet. It's a whole new one for computers. And I'm like, now I have this, I have to buy like six different power outlets because I'm going to lose my chargers. And then I have like an extension and a connector. And it's so frustrating. And so I was searching online to see if anybody else had this problem. And this one guy actually said he bought what I was thinking of doing, which was like the newest version with like the highest of everything, like the most update, so that he wouldn't get screwed over later.
Yeah.
But then he said a year later, he was kicking himself because if it wasn't that expensive, he maybe would have traded in and got the newest version. But because his wasn't that bad, he couldn't bring himself to get the new version. And he's like, and the newer one has like a larger mouse pad. It's thinner. It's lighter. So he did all of this extra prep and put in money so that he wouldn't have to, he wouldn't be like without when the new programs come out. So basically when they'll create a new program that takes up so much more space. So all the new programs, all the new photos take up all this RAM.
It's all this data. FOMO stuff you think you're missing out. Like right now I'm like, oh, I'm missing out on the Retina cam on the iPhone 10.
You can't
it's
even
like,
tell.
You can't even tell.
Also, my eyes aren't that great anyway.
Yeah, so
I don't even know if it's going to affect it.
I'll be honest with you. This is my work computer, but my regular computer, I'm running on a Mac Mini from 2011.
I love that.
Yeah, 2011.
But that's so efficient and you take it with you. So yeah, so this guy was like, don't try to like super prepare yourself, because in a year they're going to come up with something better. You're going to want to trade it in anyway. So just sort of like give over to it.
I've been in the store before where I had to get a power cable fixed and the guy was like, how old is this? And I was like, 3 years. And he was like, well, that's how long things last.
Yes.
Like it's designed.
It is.
I heard planned obsolescence. I don't know if that's a phrase, but like it's planned to be obsolete.
Yes. Well, they had that lawsuit with their iPhones because their battery started to like fray and there was like a program to eat the battery.
Yeah.
And I think you can go to Apple and get them to reverse it or fix it or something. There's a new thing, but that was too much reading. I didn't get into
No.
I didn't want to figure that
out.
Can't
read. No.
But like everybody was freaking out about the X, the new X. Now there's an X, whatever.
The iPhone X.
X10?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know, but I don't want it because I don't want face recognition.
Me neither.
Creepy.
That shit's creepy.
It's so creepy. And they're watching.
I know. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I'm aware that they're watching. My husband actually has this cool, I talk about him all the time. Guys, I love my husband.
I love my creepy husband.
He's so fun. Yeah. So he has this new thing where it's a password generator.
Uh-huh.
So it protects your password. So it actually, he doesn't remember his passwords. He signs into his computer and he gets like a new generated one.
Oh.
So that his passwords are never at risk of being hacked.
Interesting.
Yeah. He's a journalist. And so he has all of this.
He has to do the encrypted.
Quite, yes.
Yeah,
we also have, he has encrypted text messaging. He has all this stuff because he has to.
Which we should all be doing.
I know. Like. Well, I didn't know. I didn't know until he got his master's in journalism and we learned all this stuff that like there, you needed encryption. Like I just thought you could text people. I didn't know that all of it's available.
Everybody's watching everything.
Yes.
Yes.
But also, how boring is it for all of these guys? Who's ever watching? All they're seeing is like me, Google. Literally today I spent a long time trying to figure out how to make the perfect ponytail. Like it's that ponytail that's in the middle of your head that kind of has like a little give to
up.
It. Like a little up and then like cute little like back caboose.
Yes.
And it comes out like a rat tail, but a cute rat tail. Like it has like a height.
Like Quinn from Daria. The blonde girl from Daria. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so if someone is watching me, they are going to see all of the Korean videos I watch. I mean, I watch every country.
You watch a lot of nail
Swedish
care
one.
Videos.
I watch nail care videos. I mean, like, that's what I'm doing. So enjoy. Like, enjoy. I hope you learned
Look
how to do it. I didn't learn how to do
entertaining history.
It. I can't still can't figure out how
I
to do it.
I must tell you, you're wearing a bun today and it looks beautiful.
Thank you.
It's perfect bun.
So
is it a sock?
Much.
Do you have something under there?
No, it is. So I do like a tight bun and then I pull it apart.
Oh.
And that softens it.
It looks.
And I did it in the cab on the way here.
Wow.
I'll teach you how to do it.
Wow, perfect.
I'll make a web video.
Speaking of the dark web.
Oh, we got fun stuff.
Our guest today is Adrienne Cooper.
I love her.
Ugh.
She was so nice and so warm and lovely. And you guys, you got to Google Adrienne Cooper and you got to look at her cool food tours. We have more info at the end of the episode, but she's also a food tourist.
She's a comedian and a food tour guide in New York City. So she'll take you on cool food
and
food
she's
tours.
Nice.
She's
nothing
nice.
Like a nice person in the studio.
Ugh, so refreshing.
Can't get enough.
Nothing like a nice person in
period.
General.
Yeah, honestly.
So
enjoy. Joy.
Oh, okay. Adrian Cooper.
Hi, Adrian.
Oh my God, thank you. Hi. I'm so excited to have her here. Can I just tell you, she goes to a lot of my shows and she's the one that always laughs so much.
That's what we need. Honestly, you're just here to laugh at us right now.
When I see Adrian in the crowd, I'm like, oh, thank God. Yeah. This is great.
Well, Adrian, as you can tell, we love scams. We're obsessed.
Yeah, obsessed. Yeah.
We just cannot get enough.
And we heard that you got scammed and you're going to tell us about your real bad scam.
I can't wait.
I did. Well, luckily
we offer our condolences.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But now please tell us every detail on how it happened.
Tell us everything.
Luckily I didn't fall for it and like give them money, but but it was.
So there's a happy ending.
Yes. Spoiler, happy ending.
Great.
But I think it's a really screwed up scam because it's so believable. And I think a lot of people will fall for it.
So let's start. You're just doing your emails one day. And you're like, email,
so it's
email,
via the email.
Email
internet.
Yes. Yes. Via the emails. So I saw an email from, you know, an address, email address that was like looked scammy because it was somebody that I didn't know. And the subject line was just Pinu Eros, which was a password of mine.
It was your own password?
Yeah. So that caught my attention.
Oh, wait, is that like a Spanish word?
No, it is the first two letters of my sorority, Pi and Nu. Uh-huh. And then Eros was the love. Password for the sorority, which yes means love.
You're a sorority?
Surprise.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, that's a whole other scam, guys.
I love it. I did scam a bunch of sororities and I'll talk about that later.
Really? Wow. Ooh. That's good. So do you feel very vulnerable? Because if I had my passwords out there,
I would feel so upset immediately.
Vulnerable.
Yeah. And I would click on that immediately.
Yes.
Right.
Like, is it my friend? Is it my cousin trying to be like, look, watch out? Like, I would be so upset.
So yeah. It was the subject line with your password.
It was just my password. And so, yeah. So when I saw that, I did click
on it.
You gotta
click. Yeah.
Right. I was like, what? Or actually, maybe I think I saw it on my phone and I didn't want it to be something that was going to screw up my phone. So I waited until I was at home. And
that's actually a good plan.
Yeah.
Good plan.
I don't know. I mean, then it could have ruined my computer too,
yeah,
I guess.
Computer, but phones are much more. Who are we kidding?
Yeah.
Right. Who's going to contact me on my computer?
Desktop.
but so I opened it and I saw, when I did open it, I saw very quickly that it was like something very scammy and suspicious. And I didn't have time to read the whole thing, but I was like, what the?
Did it have your name in it?
No.
Or was it just text it immediately?
So what it did have was, so they, rather than using my actual name, they used my username for the account that they had gotten the password from.
Mm. What account was it?
So it was Adobe.
Great.
You know,
yeah.
Real secure,
real
like real, where I have
PDFs.
All of my secrets.
Yeah.
In that Adobe.
Pages of PDFs.
Things I Photoshop.
So I was like, okay, so it's just using my, because it is my full name. I think it's Adrian.Cooper was my full name that they used was my username. But the way that it was written, I was like, okay.
Like no spaces, looking weird.
It was,
yeah, yeah.
And it was literally Adrian.Cooper. And I was like, okay, so you don't know who I am.
You don't know the real me.
No.
You're not coming to my birthday, Dick.
But seeing that did make me think like, okay, this is clearly, they've gotten my password from something where that's my username. And so I was quickly trying to think what that could be.
Adobe, Gmail, document, Google Docs.
Wait, so did it sound like the email was from a person, or like did it sound like it was personalized?
It sounded like it was from a person just because it sounded like stupid. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it was like
bad grammar.
some bad grammar and some just like, it was like, yes, I know, I have your password. Like,
oh no.
And it was pretty lengthy. Yeah. For
how
like
lengthy
a
you have
scan.
To be. I have your password. Can you believe it? I know, neither can I.
I'm
oh,
so
you're
cool.
freaking out
I
right
got
now.
Your
Look
dumb
at me.
Old password.
Oh, I'm a yeah. big, big.
Kind of.
Yeah. We might have written that back. I don't know. Maybe soon
just
I
like
did
that,
it.
Yeah.
Just like that.
It was us.
It was very, yeah, it was very childish. And but maybe because it's so lengthy and because it's like elaborate in the scheme, that's why people fall for it. I mean, I think there's a lot of reasons why people would fall for it. First, they do.
You're drunk.
It was really a password.
There's like, a lot of words.
There's so many
words. I can't read this. I believe it.
Of course, if I were drunk and I saw that, I'd be like, I don't know, Bitcoin. How do I do that?
So the email said, we have your password.
Yeah. So it said, that's right. Too bad. I have your password.
Wow.
And guess what? I installed this spyware onto your computer, and so it lets me access your camera. And ha ha ha,
that's creepy.
I caught you doing very naughty things when you were looking at that website. And it's so it's
you're
it's
like Food
very,
Network.
Yeah,
that's what I would say. Yeah.
Like Eater. Oh my
I'm
god,
like, Target. I put a bunch of things in my cart and didn't buy it.
I know, right. Right. Clearly, like I feel like it probably works better on men than women.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, it was
because
like,
men are stupid.
That, yeah, that's one of the reasons for sure. I also don't like. I know plenty. Okay, so let me. So
we're not letting you get through. Sorry, any. We're, just, we're like, you know what? Good thing you're here. We gotta get out.
Our friends.
So then it goes on to say, I have this video of you doing this naughty thing,
ew.
And I also have access to your typing.
Yeah.
I forget what they call
your
that.
Your keystrokes.
Yeah,
keyboard.
Keystrokes. Thank you.
Oh.
And so I will see what you do after you read this email.
Oh, my God.
And if you do anything suspicious or do anything like try to alert anyone to this, then I will immediately release this video to your friends and family and colleagues.
What?
That's
so creepy.
And,
you're like, oh, I'm going to dial 911. Can you release that?
I'd be like, what video of myself tapes that I didn't get?
My audition for literally everything. Pilots that don't even exist.
Yeah, exactly. They were never made.
My SNL audition I did in 2007, which
2008.
I did a Latina accent, which was probably very racist.
And 2009.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, at the time I was like, I'm crushing it.
Now you were.
I really did a great job.
Yeah, I wore a bold man wig. Okay.
Honestly, yeah. Soon I will give you. We're like, really?
Yeah.
You
what? Watch
it? Well, no one's watched for years.
Give me the views.
I'm flattered. Yeah.
Well, that's
click
what,
like.
I mean, that was one of the many red flags of like, oh boy, if you had any idea of the company that I keep and what they give a shit about, they'd probably be like, ugh. Adrienne's sending us another thing she wants us to watch. She's going to be talking about like food history again.
Yes, I'm into that. Please send that.
Adrienne gives food tours in New York City.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know enough about Adrienne. I am sorry. We're going to be best friends.
I have a lot to offer, just not tapes of me masturbating.
Rats.
So then it was like, this is the address for you to put the, you know, for you to transfer. I think it was like nearly $2,000 or something like that.
But was it Bitcoin or
Bitcoin? Yeah.
Oh, I don't even have a Bitcoin account. I don't know
That's
any
fine.
Of that.
Neither do I.
Bitcoin is a scam.
It's
yeah.
It's,
I'm writing that down.
There you go.
Write that down. Post it.
Yeah.
Tweet that.
And so then I was like, don't forget, don't do anything crazy, because I will release this to the world. Oh. And then it signed, I don't know, some fake name, which was like different from the email address name.
Of course.
But was it, what kind of name?
Was just it like a human Bob person's human. Name?
Like Bob Smith.
Like something like that.
Okay.
Like
a generic name. Like my dad, Bob Smith.
Bob Smith. Sue's dad.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, we all need to work.
Oh my God, it was your dad.
It was my dad.
That makes sense.
That's so weird.
That's why we're doing this podcast.
From the dead. That's so weird.
The way you connect.
Scam you.
It's
a crazy.
So that you come in. It's a
crazy
whole thing.
Way to spend
you know what?
Your
it's
afterlife.
Thoughtful.
Yeah,
it you know, is thoughtful. I appreciate it.
That's how he's coming
it was
through.
All, yeah, concept. This was. That's why I'm
that's
here.
Right. Mm-hmm. You're my dad.
She's your dad.
I knew it. Your dad surprise. Came through the computer.
Yes.
I love
ghost
you
dad.
Too.
Ghost dad. Ghost Bitcoin dad.
Bitcoin
dad
ghost
needs to make some money in heaven.
I get. I mean, if I were a ghost, that would be the way to go to have a Bitcoin account. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, Bob Smith wants so $2,000 yeah. in Bitcoin.
Right. So, I was like, okay. No, obviously not
cool.
doing that.
All right.
Also, like, this is completely made up BS because.
Did you respond to it?
So I did. But first I was like, OK, so. Oh, and it gave me a time. I think he wanted to like.
Ugh, ransom note.
He wanted the money within 48 hours or something.
Ugh, of course
you
he
know,
did.
Stupid like
Bob.
That. you know, and also I have a $2,000 just hanging out. You
who doesn't in little
no.
bitty coins.
yeah, so I was like, okay. And so I realized that it was like it definitely was my password. And so I know that there's like all these accounts that have been hacked and whatever. Luckily, I did get a notification like a week or so before this email from Capital One, or yeah, I think it's Capital One, which I have accounts with. And they were like, your information has been found on the dark web.
The dark
change
web.
Your yeah, change your password.
Wow.
For your Adobe account.
It told you
it told
your
me,
Adobe,
yeah, told me
Adobe
specifically. Yeah, it was like your dark account guys. Information is has been compromised on your Adobe.
Wow.
And so you change your passwords. And I didn't do it right then because I was like, oh, it's fine. It's just Adobe.
What's Adobe? Who cares?
So I'll get there.
Yeah.
Eventually. But so then when I saw this, I was like, okay. I will change my passwords.
Okay, got it.
And I knew that it wasn't that I didn't have that same password like on any very important accounts.
Good.
But I figured I was just gonna go ahead and check on everything. I also like took the extra precaution of putting a little tape over the camera just to
Why
be
not?
Safe.
Absolutely. They're watching.
Yeah, they are.
I know. They really I do really want to get so and then I found they have there's all sorts of little slip-on things that you can put on your, that are like $5 or something, that you can put on your computers. Because, yeah, I don't need somebody hacking my computer.
You don't need it. We're busy
so
women.
Did you respond to Bob Smith?
Yeah, so once I changed all of my passwords, and then I was like, and then I decided I'm going to do a search to see if this is like a scam.
Good
I mean, obviously
you.
It was yeah. a scam, but like, because aside from the fact that it was my Adobe account, aside from the fact that, like, I mean, I don't have money and all of these other and my family members wouldn't really care. And I don't have a traditional job where it would really matter if, like, a sex tape came out of
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Aside from
I'm going to marry her.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be like, oh, wow, I'm getting
PR.
People are talking about
I'll take
me.
The Instagram likes.
I also knew, yeah, I was like, I have never masturbated in front of my computer
never.
While
never.
Watching porn no, no, no. on it. Mm-hmm. This is not a mm-hmm. thing that I do. I personally don't care for porn. I get off on like romantic movies because I'm that person.
Yeah.
And I just don't ever masturbate in front of my computer.
No.
So
I agree. Other...
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So I knew that there was no footage available of me, even if there was a concern that it couldn't be possible. So so I researched to see if this scam was like what. Then, of course, you're like Googling. Sex scam.
Yeah, like, sex scam.
Like porn scam or...
And then you just get all kinds of...
yeah,
cool
some
ads.
Interesting things came up. But I did see a bunch of like local news reports
okay.
on this scam. And so I was like, oh, this is a thing. And they were like, yeah, your passwords are on the dark web. And then they just put the password in the email. And so you open it and, you know, they range the money ranges from like hundreds of dollars to thousands of dollars. And a lot of people fall for it.
Mm.
So I was like, well, there's got to be an FBI person I can extend this to because
this is a case for the FBI.
Yeah, it's called those FBIers. You know, they're standing by the phones.
Because I'm going to make a difference in the world.
Yeah. Do it.
So I did. And they do have, like, there is a cyber crimes unit.
Mm-hmm. The Federal Bureau of Investigation. Yeah. So anyone anywhere that has this experience
can do
this.
No, it's the Funky Internet Boys. That's what she's called.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's the Funky Internet Boys. They're so helpful.
The Funky Boys Internet.
Oh, it's, oh, yeah. It that did SIV. Yeah.
That is just the
internet,
though.
You know what? I'm dyslexic and I'm proud.
I'm proud. Really.
DP.
DMP.
I am. I'm getting that as a tattoo. No, I hate needles. I'm sorry. Continue. We diverge.
FBI. So if anyone has so this happen to them.
Yeah. So and any cyber crimes at all, like any scams, whatever, you can report through. They have just a portal and you can put in as much or as little information as you'd like. And then it is like if you do put this information in, we might contact you to learn more. So and then it's also and even if you've. You, if you fell for the scam too, like you can report it and they might help you like get money back or whatever.
Is this on FBI.gov?
I think if you just Google like FBI cyber crimes, it'll take you to there.
Well, I just don't know. Like, I feel like living in New York for so long, the cops don't care about anything. So it's like,
sure. And
also, if you Google FBI, it's like another porn site. FBI.net/gov.
Those funky internet boys.
The funky internet boys. They're dyslexic and they're here to fuck. I love them.
They sound just like insane.
That's the only porn I watch. The funky internet boys.
Yes.
They have like cool like rim glasses.
Yeah.
They're nerdy, but they like to sit down.
Ooh, it's getting hot in here.
Yeah, we're talking about masturbating immediately. Okay.
Yeah.
So you contact the internet boys.
So I filled out the form and I like submitted and then I was like, now that I've done that, I wanna email this guy, like respond to this person and copy like copy like an at FBI.gov Good. Email address or something, you know, to really like freak him out.
Mm.
And so the only one that I could find was just like a general like New York whatever. And so I made shit up just to like
an email address. You scammed the scammer?
I scammed the scammer.
Perfect. This.
Well, so yeah. So then I responded and I was like, you know, this is now a couple days later. So I responded and I was like, hey, thank you so much for reminding me that I've got to change some of my old account passwords for Adobe. I've taken care of that now. Appreciate it. And just FYI, I've copied the FBI on this email.
Oh, nice.
Good luck.
Did he write you back?
No. Sadly, that's the end of our relationship.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
I'm
copying the FBI.
It's actually considerate and loving. I do need to up my passwords from college.
That's that's like so many passive aggressive emails I get at work.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Thanks for your input.
Best. I hate when they're like, best. Jane. It's like, fuck you, Jane. It's not
circling
your best.
Circling back to get your,
it's your way. Suck a dick, Jane. And then sell it on Bitcoin.
Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% back at hundreds of stores, and it's all happening this week, May 6th to May 13th. It's the perfect time to shop for everything on your list for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. I know I'm using this week to stock up on some warmer weather essentials at Ray-Ban and Ulta, and I love that Rakuten even helps me save on travel at sites like hotels.com. Rakuten really is the best way to shop, and you can save even more by stacking cash back on top of deals. Plus, during Big Give Week, that cash back is bigger than ever. With Rakuten, membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. Rakuten. Shoppers get it. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Wait,
okay.
But that is a scam in itself. This dark web thing, like,
yeah.
Last time I called, I think it was Capital One. I don't want to shit talk Capital One. They're fine. But some credit card company, they were like, do you want this extra dark web protection for $10 a month? And it's like, no, bitch.
Fuck you. Yeah.
Like, that's a, like, I can protect myself on the dark web. Thank you very much.
Initially, like, if you're an Apple user too, it's a little bit more protected.
Yeah.
I got a protection from Best Buy. I don't even know what I did on my new computer, and like I didn't activate it, so it's not even working. But
but you're protected.
Great,
but I'm protected.
It's like, what are they going to do?
Fine. Honestly, take it all. Like, yeah, I'm like, sick of myself. Much. Like,
yeah.
I'd like to restart.
Yeah, let's
give
just
me a new
refresh.
Identity. Oh my god, I need
wipe
highlights.
The Gmail account.
I need new account money. Yeah. Take whatever money you want. There's debts in there.
Enjoy. Yeah.
But exactly. I think that dark web's like protection stuff is its own scam.
Yeah. I mean, Capital One. I think the service that I have is not, I'm not charged
You're
for it because I'd never sign up for those things.
No, yeah, you know what it was? It was Spirit Airlines.
Oh, fuck
they
were them.
Like, I
they
was on
suck
the phone
anyway.
With them. They suck anyway. And
you could sponsor us though.
Yeah. We'll take your ad money.
Honestly,
sure.
You could sponsor us.
Yeah, for sure.
Honestly,
I mean,
we won't drink
whatever.
It's fine. But you suck.
I was booking my ticket on the phone and they were like, do you want this extra dark web protection? I was like, no. Stop trying to upsell me in every spot.
I'm
and
booking
you know that
this on the phone
now. And also, like, my grandmother just died. Oh. And you're trying to upsell me on it. This was in January. It's fine. I'm good now.
Sure.
Guys, she's fine. No, but I think
it's
about
okay,
like
Sue, I'm your dad, remember?
Dad? We're all in this together.
I know, you never
her dad much. Talking about masturbation. It makes sense.
But honestly, do you guys have dead parents? No?
No.
No. That's an interesting subject.
That is. Okay. My husband has lots of them.
Yeah. He's got like seven.
Lots tons, of dead tons. Parents?
Dead parents, dead step parents.
Really?
Dead grandparent that raised him.
Oh my gosh.
A very sad year, 2017.
Does he
they all died.
Yeah, no, I was because
we'll bring him in.
Yeah, okay, we'll talk about it. I sometimes wonder if ghosts watch me masturbate. So that's why I was going with that. You know,
that's a great question though.
Doesn't I feel like
Colin,
that's no
the hotline we don't have.
Sure.
So if anyone knows, just email us.
scamallgirls@gmail.com. scamallgirls@gmail. We cannot wait to have our password stolen.
Do the ghosts watch you masturbate?
Tell us.
Gonna need to know.
We'll start a Reddit. Okay, so you didn't fall for it, though.
No, I did not.
I'm proud of you. But think of, like, that old lady that did.
I know.
And then
she's
got to figure out, it's always an old lady, and she's got to figure out, first of all, what Bitcoin is.
Yeah.
And that it's not tiny coins from England or something.
Like, little bitty coins.
Not bitto coins. You know, she's got to figure that out.
Yeah.
And then she's got to get a computer. Oh,
Yeah. I mean, I definitely, like, that's the thing, I think, because if you think about the number of like guys that
dumb guys,
dumb guys that have jacked off in front of the computer.
Young, yeah. dumb guys. I mean, these are young kids.
Not even young.
No,
I mean,
but I feel like I could see like a 15-year-old being like, oh my God.
Oh, totally.
My family and my parents. Yeah. Like, that's
Mom!
So scary.
Yeah. I would just say all age guys,
that's
though.
True, yeah,
I would
that's
totally.
True.
No guy wants their mom to see them masturbate.
Have definitely. But like, well, or their jobs or, yeah. you know.
I feel like, okay, here's the thing. I feel like naked, nude photos, nude selfies, these are a thing now in our culture. And I've never done that because I'm always like, somebody's going to get them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I tried to send them to my husband. He got so angry because he was at work. He just popped up on his phone. And he's behind a bar. He's like, oh, my God, like 8 different people around me. And I was like, well, did they like it? I was like, well, was there a pause?
Am I beautiful?
Yeah,
please tell
me.
Yeah, right. Come on.
I really wanted more feedback.
Did they
want to
see more?
Yeah. What are they draining their
necks? Do I have
a
career in this?
Yes. Give me some positive feedback. I'm by myself at home. What else am I going to do?
Exactly.
So it's not great in my house.
Yeah.
Because I only want to do it when he's out. And he doesn't have the protection thing, so he gets very angry.
Right.
But I kind of like it. It's like a surprise. But he's very uncomfortable. He's like, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, you know, we're in New York City, so everyone's looking at your phone.
Yeah, totally.
You know.
Yeah.
Here's an interesting story. Yesterday, my coworker, I was like, how's your baby doing? Can I see pictures? And he showed me his phone background, and it was the baby was nursing.
Oh.
And it was like full boob.
Full tit.
Full tit. And I wasn't expecting that, you know?
Yeah.
Just
on
his phone background.
I am a creep because I couldn't breastfeed. I can't breastfeed. But when women breastfeed, I'm like, that's fascinating. So I am just staring straight at their boobs.
Right. We need to normalize it,
and I'm
of
like,
course.
Woo! Like, look at this beautiful thing. And like I said to somebody, I was like, it's fine. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I meant like the act is gorgeous.
Right.
I was just pointing at her boob and she was like, okay. Like it was, you know, most women don't point at your boob and say, it's gorgeous loudly while your baby's sucking on your boob. But I'm so into the act because I couldn't do it.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
he surprised me with that screen background.
That was surprising.
That is surprising.
Yeah.
Is
that inappropriate workplace behavior?
I think it was probably a huge mistake.
Yeah.
I mean, if she would not have wanted that.
She wouldn't have wanted that.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. She probably is like, can you take it off?
Yeah.
Right. Or she's like me and she's like, what do they think? Can you give me some feedback?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with having any of that stuff.
No.
But there's a lot of people and places that still very strongly do.
But like,
so
there's nothing wrong with it, but it's like you got to do it and know that it's possible to get hacked. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I also like sometimes go into my spam folder and just look at it just for fun. I'm just like, what are these kooky things?
Totally.
You know,
oh,
it's
yeah.
like
yeah.
sale on triangle folders, and I'm like, what's a triangle? Like, it's just like the dumbest stuff.
Dumb. I mean, I still have the account, but I just don't post to it anymore. Called Junk Mail Jewels.
Cool.
And I would like post some of.
Or like a Tumblr.
No, it was a Tumblr. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I would post like some of the really absurd junk mail that I would get.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would like do a Google image search for certain things and then just put in the first image.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And yeah. And then I would just give my commentary because they're funny.
I have a similar thing. I get a lot of. My email address is sue.smith@gmail.com. So I get so much junk
so
email.
Much.
So this wouldn't even alarm me. I'd be like, it's Friday. It's right. another day, you know? But I have a Tumblr where I like post the gems and the commentary. And so a couple of times I've like written back and gotten looped into the conversation. It's so fun.
Well, what happens when you respond? What do they do?
They're like, so when I respond, usually it's like older women having a conversation about soccer or knitting circle or like.
Oh, it's so you're not responding to scams. You're responding to a mistake
right. like
email.
Mistake
yeah.
emails.
I love
yeah.
that.
It's so nice. And then they'll respond and they'll say, this has happened more than once. They'll say, oh, we're so sorry. They'll copy the right Sue Smith, but then I'll still be on the
email.
Just
to
get you in there.
Do you ever like chime in? Like, it does sound like diverticulitis.
When did I do about this trip to India that went on for like 20 emails? I was like, oh my God.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love those
lines. Hey, it's great to be Sue Smith, guys.
I love it.
There are a bunch as a tour guide.
Yeah.
There are a lot of scammers who target tour guides, which is an interesting thing.
What do you
thing.
Mean? Okay. So you do tour guides of New York City food. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. Like food neighborhoods.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Magnolia Bakery.
The tours are neighborhood specific.
Okay. Great.
More than cuisine specific.
Okay. And so then do you have a separate website for that work?
Mm-hmm.
And then you get people scamming you.
So people find me because I'm also on the board of the Guides Association of New York City.
Excuse me.
Sorority board member. Are you rich? Or were you rich before you were your passion?
Being a food tour.
Yeah. Being a food tour guide really racks in the dough, guys.
The dough.
Good soup. So they reach out to you.
So people will find me. Usually they find me through the Guides Association website. So people go to the Guides Association website and they can find like all these emails. People can also get information from the Department of Consumer Affairs from New York City, which is who does the licensing. And you can just ask them for a list of everybody's email, like who's given their email address. Who is a licensed tour guide. So a lot of people, I mean, that's not as many the scammers. Most of the scammers just find me through the Guides Association. But
what are they trying to do?
So they do this thing. And actually this one, my mother was sucked into this because she is a tour guide as well.
Mom.
So she did get sucked into this one because, they do this thing where they're like, sometimes they'll say it's them, it's their family. Sometimes they'll say they're doing it for a client. And they'll be like, we're coming to New York. We're coming to the U.S. Sometimes they're very vague and the grammar is awful and ridiculous and, you know, all those red flags. And they'll be like,
I'm dyslexic, so it would make more sense. I'm like, oh, I can really read this one. I can really dive into this.
Me.
Oh, yeah. I like that apostrophe. That makes sense. Always wanted to put it there.
And so they'll be like, so we want to do a tour for 4 days. What are your rates? Da, da, da. And then you respond and you say, I always respond and I'm like, I only do food tours. So you're talking to the wrong gal.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes they'll continue to respond and they'll be like, what are your rates?
like it's robots.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll be like, $1 million.
Yeah.
I love that.
But what are they trying to do?
So they get you to, so they send you a check.
Yeah.
That's like a wire transfer. That's like a bogus thing. And so the check bounces and then they get you, but before the check doesn't clear or something, they get you to send them money to cover for some additional expense, which they've included in this very large check that they send you.
Weird.
Yeah. So it's, I mean, it doesn't, I think that some of them are a little bit more convincing in the emails than others.
Yeah.
And so that's, you know, that's where somebody who's.
I feel like anytime you hear wire transfer, you're like, that's shady.
Yeah. Well, anytime I hear where people are like, oh, we want to hire you for this thing, but we just need you to pay this person first.
No.
Yeah.
And we'll send you a check that's much larger for your troubles.
Like, no.
Oh, no.
Someone
who
has the lingo of paying you for your troubles is like, that's a
that's
something serious.
Yeah, but that kind of thing happens a lot. And sometimes people even do these like text. Now that they do it through text, too, they'll reach out and be like, hey, I want you to do this gig. Will you do this job? For tour guiding. Also, background work.
Oh, God, no.
Wait, how do they scam you for background work?
It's a similar thing. Like they'll say, oh, we're going to we want you to. I don't actually know because I don't know anybody who's like fallen for it because the. Like groups that I'm in, most of the people are like, no, don't do that. Red flags. Hello.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, because there's usually like casting, you know, central casting, or like there's like agencies that send you out.
Right. But so, yeah. So that's why it's like if somebody just randomly reaches out to you and they want to offer you a gig with Nike,
She's like, no.
Via text message.
Bitch, I've been auditioning for 10 years and I haven't got that.
And you don't have an agent. You don't have a manager.
Nike's not looking for me.
No.
Yeah.
There's, but some, they'll be
like,
oh,
cool couch potato leggings. Like, woman who sits next to dog and tweets. Like, that's the only job.
Woman who gains weight and wonders why. Yeah. That's me.
Woman with cupcake is the only thing I'd go in for with Nike.
For sure.
Yeah.
For me. Not
woman
for you.
Buying Spanx.
The person being run by.
Yeah.
Do you know that? My Instagram ads are all Spanx.
Oh
all the ads they're serving me, it's all Spanx.
I went into the Spanx store.
They have a store?
They have a
store.
Oh.
I was doing a gig in Boston, a speaking gig, and there's a Spanx store. And we go in, and they're like, let me know if I can help you. And I'm like, well, you can't help me lose 15 pounds. Like, I don't know how you're really going to help me. But I put on one. So it's like, so I got like a size, the same size in two different types. I'm putting it on and I literally cannot get it over my thighs.
Yeah.
And I don't think my thighs are that big. They're just thighs.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm not like, you know, anorexic either. So I'm trying to put it over and I took it off.
That's who really needs the Spanx.
Well, yeah. I mean, I took it off and I was like, I cannot get this over my thighs. And the other one goes up fine. It's the same size. And she goes, yeah, that one's a wiggle one. And I was like,
what?
Oh my God. They have a cute word for women squeezing and painfully pressing their spat into. That's a wiggle one. And she said it just like, that's that one. Like that's a
this
pink
is something
color.
We accept about womanhood.
We call it a wiggle one. And I'm like, that is such a cute bullshit name. Like it's so cutesy.
For
and
something like, so uncomfortable.
So uncomfortable. And like also like it like makes you red afterwards. Like I love Spanx and I've
love Spanx.
Been one to double up on a Spanx. You know,
yeah,
I really
sure. Why not?
I just shot a
why
commercial
not?
And I was like, you know what? Let me fix this. Nothing was fitting me with what they gave me to shoot for the commercial. And I was like, I got two pairs. And then everything worked. But I'm just saying, still even those they were still comfortable to put on.
Yeah.
But for her to be like, it's a wiggle one, like is it so casual? So
like we're just accepting this.
Yeah, yeah. And then I'm like, how many other like hundreds of women, thousands of women trying to put it on and they're like, oh, it's just a wiggle one. Like, no.
I don't want a wiggle
fit.
One. I don't
yeah.
want a wiggle
yeah, that
one.
That one is straight and your leg is curvier. Yeah.
Why?
Change
why?
The shape.
What
no.
is the...
Why are you making us call it an adorable wiggle one?
Yeah, no.
When literally it's because it doesn't fit a body.
Yeah.
Like, and it was, guys, it was so up and down. It was like a pencil. I'm like, yes, I want to fit into that this pencil. Is... But at some point, you got to have some gift.
Give me some gift.
Give me some
literally.
Gift. And then, I mean, I would even take a corset that they strap me in afterwards.
Yeah, that would
but
be
I
got to
get it over the issue.
Yeah.
I can't
yeah.
even get it over. Oh, so angry. And then she's like, do you want another size? I was like, no, if it's a wiggle one, like, I don't know what size it
I don't
is.
Want
it's
a fucking wiggle.
Yeah. And
I don't
also,
want a wiggle.
Also, this is terrible. The lighting was bright,
no.
bright, mm-mm. bright neon lighting. Nothing flattering. I saw every curve, every bump, every like stretch mark that looked bigger than I've ever seen before, like mm-hmm. in my own house. Mm-hmm. And I'm putting it on and I'm like, so you want me to look myself in the eye,
yep.
look myself in the ass and wiggle it up?
Yeah, that's right.
Like, and see everything? I was like, yeah. is that part of the
if
hazing?
I go into a store yes. and there's no soft lighting, why even bother? I want soft lighting. I want to look beautiful.
Give me soft lighting.
Give
I'll
me
buy
soft
it.
Why is yeah. that too much ass?
Yeah,
give me soft
not?
Lighting. Give me vanity sizes. That's what
give
I want.
Give it all. Oh, my God. Good old Navy.
Yeah. I was going to say Gap.
I buy a lot there.
Thank you, Gap.
I came out. I was like, I am a fabulous woman. So I think they might want you to feel more shame. So
yes.
that you're like, I feel terrible. I need these.
I need
look
these.
How gross I am.
I need 10 of these.
They're scamming
but
you.
They
yes,
are, but
I was
going to
say,
over
I think
my
Spanx
butt.
Is really a scam.
Spanx
they are
a scam, but they're beautiful. They
but
make you look so good.
You know
good.
What? It worked. Not the wiggle one. The other one worked.
Yeah.
But then I did put on one that was much easier to put on. I was like, and it's a Spanx store. So they keep saying, do you want to try them on? And at first I was like, no, I'm not trying on
that's
other people's
gross.
Underwear.
Yeah.
But then I put it on and it fit easily. And I was like, how many other women had tried this one on? Like, how many other women had wiggled it up?
Yeah.
But I bought it. So, you know, the scam's
there's
on me.
No price on
it was $78.
Yeah.
But at that moment, I was like, I got to fit into this thing for the speaking gig. And
totally.
Like, I was so anxious.
I have a full body Spanx for my wedding. And it was like $100 and was worth every
oh,
penny.
For my wedding, I went into like a classical like harness. Like I was in like medieval harnessure. Yeah, that's a new
yeah,
word.
Yeah.
And when we took it off, I had like huge red marks and like
it was
like,
a lace up. What was it?
It was like a lace up. Yeah, it was so tough. And then my dress itself was really constricted. It was a whole thing. And then we had to go to like a special place to make sure the boobs fit. It was an apparatus. It looked amazing.
Yeah.
I'll show pictures. I'll show
everything.
It was gorgeous.
That's why we do this.
But it was a, I did suffer through it.
Yeah.
Well,
but, you know, it's fine.
It's fine.
It looked
good. Pictures look good.
It looked really
That's
good.
What matters.
I'll never look like that again, but it looked really good.
No,
at that
no,
moment.
I don't think so for me. How did we get here?
You know,
I don't know, but thank you.
Yeah.
But I'm glad we were here together.
You. Thank you. Thank you for your input. I'm just going to CC the FBI.
Let me just CC the FBI and mydad.com and bigbullywithbrassknuckles.org.
Yeah, or I'mgonnakillyou.com.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Knife Guy. And then.
And we'll see about this.
We'll see what
then
happens.
We can talk. Maybe we can negotiate the rate.
I also, you know what I want you to do? I want you to respond and be like, how much have you made? Like, I'm curious how much this person has
made.
We
want to interview this guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
How much have you made, you monster?
Yeah. Where can people on the internet find you?
Stalk you.
Yeah. At
to get those passwords.
At adrian.cooper. At Adrian EC is all my social media handles.
Adrian
A-D-R-I-E-N-N-E E-C.
E-C.
Yeah.
And then they're going to easily see a food tour.
Yeah, my food tour company is funfoodienyc.com.
What's your favorite food tour to do?
They're all my babies.
Yeah.
I created all of them. What could you eat the most of? Like, I could get noodles for
pasta,
days.
Yeah.
I could eat noodles, any noodle.
Yeah, I don't do too many noodles on my tours because it's not a great food tour food.
Mm. Oh, it's very sloppy.
Because you want to be able to like be walking around. But dumplings, guys, dumplings. Yeah, I do have a dumplings and donuts tour.
Whoa,
that
damn!
It's a whole day of just eating carbs, and
we
should do this.
We're going to do it.
And that is in Queens. And it's like,
wow, that sounds so cool.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah, that one's very fun.
You guys, let's all go on.
I'm sure you do pizza.
I don't. I mean, I will sometimes have a slice or some pizza on a tour with other things. But I am friends with Scott Wiener, who owns Scott's Pizza Tours.
And that is
his whole thing. And so anytime people ask me for a pizza tour, I usually just send them to Scott.
That's nice.
Because, I mean,
do you get a cut?
Dessert tours?
I don't, but I should.
You should get
any
like 10%.
Well, what I would like.
You're
fired. Yes.
Get out of here.
I was going to, and then the rain.
Oh,
I know.
Thank you. It's the thought that counts.
Yeah, actually, I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Actually, yeah.
Anyway, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. This was fun.
Yes, this was very fun.
Okay, now it's time for baby scams. This scam comes from someone named Jinx, which is a great name. She writes, the summer after college, I worked at a call center for an infomercial diet pill called Cortislim that was basically a green tea supplement, and we also sold a green spray that was supposed to turn your lawn green, but it was basically green spray paint.
Do you think that's the same thing?
That's
so scary.
Amazing. When I was first reading that, I thought she meant like a green spray that like had to do with the tea, like a mist or something to refresh you. But no, it's just this company's just like, we like green. It's a color we can get behind.
Like those hair things. You know what I mean? Like
yes,
there's
like
for
a
your
hair
balls,
dye.
For your bald spot and it's just spray on.
Well, so Cortislim, I'm like two thoughts away from purchasing something like that because so cortisol is like where you store your fat and it's in your midsection, and I am like convinced that something will help me lose weight. I love diet things, but basically, I mean, a green tea supplement, it's not that bad. It's all of it's bad, but like I drink a lot of green tea.
But the thing that makes me think bad that it's bad is the Lawn Association.
Honestly, those chemicals are turning.
Yes, why I think it's probably bad.
Green tea and paint really makes you lose weight because you get dysentery.
Okay, I have a scam that comes from Erin O'Connor, and she said, I've been looking for a new job, and there's this thing where they list a job as a marketing assistant / associate / coordinator.
Wow.
And it's a scam in every way. They mass interview you, but really they'll take anyone because pay is pretty much 100% commission. It ends up being cold calling and door to door, and people work insane hours because they don't make money if they don't sell. The only people who fall for it are upper middle-aged people who are desperate to move into a more relevant field and out of touch or naive college kids trying to break into the city. I got there and it was a 10-minute interview with a dude who looked like Tommy Chong and tried desperately not to get caught staring at my tits while asking boilerplate questions, then off to a room with 30 people while it slowly dawned on us that they were getting their leg pulled. It was door-to-door sales for some bullshit union insurance package. The guy literally drew a pyramid while describing how you made your money work.
Aww.
A woman I rode the elevator down with said she answered an ad for insurance adjuster and had 20 years in the biz. Oh, she was so mortified she fell for it. But that's what they bank on, people who are just behind just enough to not see it coming. It was surreal. Now these companies have pivoted to marketing because that's the new bullshit to sell that people don't understand. Mm-hmm. If you email one, they sign you up for their other sister companies. They know people are searching and applying a lot, so they bank on you thinking you apply to them. They text you and send you emails nonstop like an abusive ex, like, this is your last chance. I'm serious.
Wow.
But then email you again a few days later like, hey, we know you're busy, so let's give it another shot.
That is like an ex.
Yeah. The email titles are insane and outdated as well. One had Adele puns, rumor has it that you want to work for us. And another for a company called Ace said, I can't, and I shit you not, Ace Ace Baby. All right, stop, wow. Collaborate, and listen. There's a lot of things that I now see as dead giveaways and job descriptions that signal what it is, but most people wouldn't spot it at first. I would love to spread the word because they really prey on desperate people and bank on you getting to the point where you have no other prospects but to bust your hump for them.
Well, yeah, and I remember when I first moved in, there was a bunch of, I was searching Craigslist.
Yeah.
When I first moved to the city, and it was like, I did realize really quickly it was a door-to-door. And, or it's one of those things where people stand out with a clipboard on the street.
Mm,
terrible.
Like a Greenpeace.
Yes, and like, every time I see those people, I'm like, I know you just need to make money, but I cannot talk to you right now.
But you do not exist.
I'm going to pretend I'm on my phone.
Bye.
Oh, so sorry. Thanks, guys. Thank you so much for listening. We had such a fun time today.
We sure did.
Now, you can always send us your scam.
You can email us at scamwildpodcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. And we have we have Instagram and Twitter.
Oh yeah,
Scam Wild Podcast on Twitter, and you can follow me, Kate Lynn Brodnick, at CAITY Brodnick on Instagram and Twitter.
You can follow me, Sue Smith, at Sue Smith on Instagram and at Sue Smith 666 on Twitter.
Nice. I worship the devil. She does.
All right,
we're there.
Bye.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.